This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, When Panic Attacks. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For many people who have anxiety, panic attacks are a frequent occurrence. They can feel like they come out of nowhere. One moment you're going about your day, the next moment your entire body is on red alert. So how do these attacks actually work? We wanted to hear two perspectives, one from a psychologist and one from somebody who experiences panic attacks.
My name is Zach DiGregorio. I'm 23 years old. I just graduated from college here in Philadelphia.
My name is Thea Gallagher, and I am the clinic director here at the Center for the Treatment and Study of Anxiety at the University of Pennsylvania.
I had my first panic attack when I was 17 years old, so I was a senior in high school. I walked into my AP Stat class and sat in my seat. I was not a fan of this AP Stat class, so I was already on edge.
We have anxiety for a reason. You know, evolutionary biology would lead us to believe that we have that so that we can escape dangerous situations. But what happens with panic is that all those same symptoms that you would have if you were fleeing a dangerous situation, for some reason or another that we don't totally understand, can be triggered out of nowhere.
Comes out of nowhere. Tense shoulders, eyes darting around the room. I just felt like I needed to leave. I'm walking out of the room. I make a beeline for the bathroom.
During a panic attack, the sympathetic nervous system is sending out messages, and it's telling the adrenal medulla, which is in the kidneys, to release these hormones, these chemicals, epinephrine, adrenaline, these stress hormones into the bloodstream.
Everything started to accelerate a little bit. Chest was so tight, almost like increased cabin pressure in a plane, pushing out against my ribs and my chest, trying to breathe so hard. Started sweating like crazy.
So that our skin is more slippery so that it's harder for a predator to grab us. Blood is redirected away from the places where it's not needed. So that's one of the reasons.
Lips are tingling. Fingers are tingling. I'm just noticing all these different things that are going wrong. Sweating to breathe. Fingers are tingling. The next thing, the next thing, the next thing. It feels like it's spiraling out of control.
People start to panic about their panic.
Oh, I'm really nauseous. Oh, I really can't breathe. Oh, I am sweating so much. Flicking from one thing to the next.
Trying to breathe. Fingers are tingling.
Like, almost like in a fight, like punch after punch after punch after punch.
Punch after punch after punch after punch
after punch after punch.
That the only danger is what's happening inside of you.
Trying to take like a full breath and not having enough oxygen kind of makes you panic more.
The fear becomes the fear.
Punch after 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 punch.
I kind of clean myself up a little bit. Kind of putting it on my face, and it takes a little bit for me to come back to normal. And then I change my shirt, I go back to class, and I sit down, have dinner, I finish my homework, and I go back to school the next day. After the first time it happened, I was like, when is this going to happen again? Or like, is this going to happen again? Probably once every few months, I would have one at first. And now it's much, much less frequent. I'm taking out my phone. I'm unlocking it. Like, I know my dad is at his summer job. Like, I know this person will answer in an instant if I call. That's my mom and that's my brother. My brother doesn't work till later, and my mom will answer if I call. Yeah, I think my friends and my family are a really big way of how I cope, and a really big way of why I feel really comfortable talking about it. Like, I know where, like, which friends are, like, available or who, like, works when. But I just like to know that anyway because I'm, like, nosy.
So if someone who's having panic attacks wants to reach out to a support person, that's great. But I want someone to ultimately get to the place that I can have these symptoms by myself anytime, anywhere, and I can deal with them. And they don't actually mean I'm dying, going crazy, or are in danger.
It's kind of like any skill is just managing the panic attack. Just the best thing for it was just having practice managing it.
Zach DiGregorio is 23 years old. He's a recent college grad. Thea Gallagher is a psychologist. She specializes in anxiety. Eduard Saakashvili produced this piece.